Good morning, GWA. This is Good Girl 1980 answering Pretty Bookworm's super random questionnaire. I've had a quick look through the questions. I haven't had a proper think about them all, so I'm just going to wing it. Let's see what comes out. Okay, so number one, what was your favourite movie growing up? I always find these questions, favourite songs, favourite movies, I find them so difficult because I just can't choose. It depends on mood, it depends on favourite in what sense, like what it reminds me of, or how much I enjoyed it, or do I still watch it now? I don't know, it's really hard. I mean, I remember watching Top Gun with some friends, including a boy I had a crush on, even though we were all incredibly young, so that always makes me smile. I remember watching Dirty Dancing when I was probably a little bit too young to be watching it because my mum didn't really know what it was, and watching it with some friends, and that was great, and I still love that movie now. If we're talking about growing up movies, I mean, you can't beat The Goonies. Love The Goonies. Love Sean Astin in The Goonies. Yeah, that's probably the one I'm going to go for. Which movie soundtrack is, in your opinion, the best soundtrack ever? Okay, no, I cannot possibly choose my favourite movie soundtrack. I mean, movie music is just so evocative, and there are so many good tunes. And I mean, for instance, I absolutely adore, I think this is TV actually rather than movie, but I adore Mark Knopfler's theme of The Local Hero, Going Home theme from The Local Hero. I never even saw that show, but I absolutely adore that tune. But there are so many good movie soundtracks. I mean, The Godfather music, you just hear that and takes you straight there. And obviously all the soundtracks to all the cheesy movies and the dance movies. You know, if we're talking about things I've seen recently, if I hear Pony, then I'm straight there with Channing in Magic Mike. So, yeah, I'm sorry, I really can't pick. What do you think about Disney music and why is it so beautiful? Well, again, I mean, it's so cheesy, isn't it? But as you're probably guessing, I love the cheese. I love a bit of fromage. And it just hits you, doesn't it, right there? It just gets you, Disney music. I listened to a lot of it when I was at university. I had a friend at uni who loved Disney music, a guy actually, and we used to just sing along to loads of it. So again, it brings back happy memories for me as well. So yeah, I do love a bit of Disney music. Can't beat it. Which art form is your favourite? I think I'm going to have to say dance. I've done not a very small amount. I danced as a child. I did a bit of dance. I was never, you know, particularly good. I did dance classes. As an adult, I did a fair bit of Arabic dance. Yes, that is belly dancing. Which I haven't done for a while, but I did really enjoy doing that. That's loads of fun. Met loads of good friends doing that. But to watch, I mean, I love to watch dancers of all kinds of dancing. I find it absolutely beautiful and fascinating and very sexy. So yeah, definitely dance. Which do you prefer, pictures or paintings? In what context, I guess? I love photographs. I am such a photograph hoarder and collector. I love photographs. But there's something wonderful about a painting, isn't there? But yes, I guess I would have to say photographs, because thinking about it, I am just, yeah, I love photos. I have to capture everything on photographs. So yes, photographs, pictures. Any guilty pleasures? It can be anything. Well, I saw a great answer about guilty pleasures on here the other day. Was it Pulsating Clouds who said this? I can't remember. One of the guys, anyway, said that grabbing a girl's ass on a crowded train is a guilty pleasure. Everything else is just something that you enjoy, that, you know, but the point being that really you shouldn't feel guilty about your pleasures unless they are, you know, a crime. So, you know, I eat a lot of chocolate. I don't feel particularly guilty about that. Obviously, I record audio porn. I don't feel guilty about that. I'm of an age where I don't really feel guilty about my pleasures. You know, it's a short old life. Just enjoy yourself, people. Okay, you were listening to Just for the Night Answer BB Kitten's Disney Questionnaire. The music from Finding Nemo, yes. Do I have that too sometimes when seeing or hearing something reminds you of something or someone and that all the emotions you had at that moment come back? Definitely. Music is so evocative. You know, you hear a tune and you're straight back where you were. You know, songs that were important to you in particular relationships, and even though you don't have those feelings anymore, you hear the song and it's like, oh God, I remember feeling like that, or I remember that moment. Smells as well, though. If I smell like the aftershave of somebody that I've had a relationship with, and you know, that I haven't seen them in years, and you smell that aftershave, it's like, oh God, straight back. Loads of those, loads of little triggers, I think. Which video game are you playing now? And then the follow-up question, do you prefer to game on your PC or on a console? I'm sorry to say, and this might get me kicked out of GWA actually, I don't play video games. I never have. I'm sorry. I've enjoyed a bit of Tetris in the past on a friend's computer. But no, I'm not a video game person, I'm afraid. So, yeah. I don't know whether that's because, I don't think it's because I'm old, because my friends would play them and do play them, but no, just not a video game person, I'm afraid. There is a storm outside. I hope my house will survive it. I can sometimes feel in my bed the shocking of the wind against the house, so I'm always a bit afraid that the wind will destroy my house at some point. Are you sometimes afraid that the wind or some other weather condition will destroy your house? Well, no, because I live in the UK and our weather is not what you'd call extreme. although we have had, you know, we have had times when there's been really bad wind and it has destroyed some things. But to be honest, those are like huge news stories that people remember forever because it never happened here. And I also live in a fairly sort of sheltered area, so no. Fortunately, that is not something I've ever been worried about. I actually like lying in bed listening to the wind howl and the rain drum on the roof because it's just so cozy when you're inside and that's happening. I love it. It is carnival here, a Dutch feast. It is one... Oh, excuse me. That is my alarm ringing. I'm very sorry. Go away. Right. Sorry about that, everybody. I'd better go in a minute. It is carnival here, a Dutch feast. It is one of my favourite Dutch holidays. Which holiday do you always look forward to the most? I'm going to be really predictable and say Christmas, because I just find Christmas the most romantic time of the year. I absolutely love it. I'm not a religious person. I don't celebrate holidays from a religious point of view, but I love the feasting and warmth of Christmas, the celebrating midwinter and the fact that it's all going to get warmer and lighter again soon, and just the colours and the candles and the music. It's just so romantic and I love it. As who or what did you dress on Halloween last year? Oh no, I don't think I did. You see, this is what comes of... you know, being older as well. Actually, no, that's not true. That's rubbish, because again, I have friends who dress up for Halloween. That's nothing to do with my age. I don't think I actually went to a Halloween party last year, but I did the year before. So I'll go for the year before when I dressed as a witch. Not a particularly sexy witch, I don't think, if I remember rightly, but you can imagine it how you want. Would you eat a chocolate flavoured pizza or a pizza flavoured chocolate? Definitely a chocolate flavoured pizza. Everything should be chocolate flavoured. That's just how it is. What's your favourite snack? Oh, I don't know. Can you guess? Actually, I'm going to be hard pressed to choose between chocolate and cake. I have such a sweet tooth. It's really bad. I do like a bit of cake. Cake and coffee. It's just the way forward. And finally, what is your least favourite sound? Well, my alarm is not a great sound. My least favourite sound? Gosh. I think, speaking of alarms, I used to have one of those alarm clocks where it sort of clicked before the alarm went off, and just that little click that you hear in your head when you know that means you have to get up before, just before the alarm actually starts ringing. I always remember thinking that that would be, if there is a hell, it would just be that sound over and over breaking your sleep. So yes, that's, I don't know if that's my least favourite sound, but it's definitely a sound that comes to mind when I think of sounds I don't like. And that's the last of the questions. And as you know, it is time for me to get up and get moving. So I will post this and then I will see you all later. Thanks very much. And thank you, Pretty Bookworm. Those were a really great set of questions.